The following is a listener commentary and doesn't necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Cannell Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff.
This is Gershon Cohen. I've been involved in politics in Alaska for most of the 35 years I've lived in Southeast. I believe compromising is great when you can do it, but sometimes the divide is just too wide, like the gap between Southeast Alaska and the rest of the state. But maybe there's still a chance for a win-win. It's time for Sexit, Southeast Exit. The more populated areas of the state don't believe Southeast is part of Alaska to begin with. Maybe we should give them the chance to let our people go. I think it's time for a statewide advisory vote on partitioning Alaska into two states. Aside from being almost 1,000 miles apart, we mostly support ourselves on fishing and tourism. The rest of the state's economy is centered on oil and mining. Most of the Southeast votes progressive. Most of the rest votes conservative. We move from community to community on the water. They move between their cities on land. We have the capital down here, and God knows they want it up there. I could go on, but you get the point. Rather than be members of one uncivil family, why not amicably divorce and just be good neighbors? We could stop trying to change the rest of the state. They could stop trying to change us. Between fishing, tourism, and mining, and our willingness to have an income tax, I'll bet we can make ends meet in Southeast. We have most of the infrastructure we need, and we could spend our highway dollars building a world-class ferry system. We'd have to give up our oil-based PFD, but we could amend federal law to allow us to create a new PFD based on cruise ship tourism. Wyoming has 500,000 people and 2 U.S. senators. California has 40 million people and 2 U.S. senators. There's only 75,000 of us now, but we'd easily top 100,000 once folks from Anchorage and Homer realize what a cool place this would be to live. And we'd be a lot closer to Wyoming in per capita representation than Wyoming is to California. Sexit Signature Gatherers will soon be at a Fred Meyer's near you. Imagine the great state of Chinook. Maybe it's time to agree to disagree and go our own way. This is Gershon Cohen.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of the commentator and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Cannell Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org under Community.